the Maryland News Network. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone. Over the next hour, we'll bring you the latest high school sports news and discussions from around the state. Now, here's Glenn Clark.
Welcome into High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, here on the Maryland News Network. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always by my buddy Wick Eisenberg from County Sports Zone. Wick, Happy New Year to you, pal.
Happy New Year. Glenn, I hope you had a good holiday season.
Had a wonderful holiday season. I know that there was a lot going on in the world of high school sports.
A lot.
We had the week off last week, so it's good to get back in here and sort of chop it all up. We got a lot to do on the show this week. We're going to talk a lot about what happened at the Governor's Challenge.
Sure.
Which was just a massive event again this year, and you're going to tell us more about it down on the Eastern Shore. It's an incredible event that goes, it's not just an incredible high school basketball event. It's one of the premier sporting events in the state of Maryland annually.
Oh, yeah.
It's that big. So we're going to talk to a couple of the coaches that were involved with it this year, one of which, Butch Waller from Wicomico. He's the boys basketball coach there, but he's really
Sort of the godfather of it, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, the guy who sort of started it, whose idea it was initially, and it just wrapped its 37th iteration. So he's been doing it for a while, yeah.
And then one of the coaches that certainly enjoyed their time
Absolutely.
At the Governor's Challenge.
Had a huge tournament, Gaithersburg Girls Basketball, yeah, Adrian McDaniel.
Yep, Adrian McDaniel will join us a little bit later on in the program, and because we can never seem to get away from football.
No.
It's just the way it is. Look, football is the lifeblood of this show, and this was such a cool story throughout the season, and we never had a chance to have him on.
Yeah.
The Baltimore Ravens recently named Harford Tech football coach Tim Palmer as their high school football coach of the year.
Yes.
Which is super cool. It comes with a donation to the athletics department at Harford Tech, plus he gets a trip to the Pro Bowl.
You know,
in Orlando.
He is not going to complain about that with the weather we've been having. But yeah, no, he definitely deserved it. A 12-1 year. They'd never won more than 6 games in a season before this year, and it was his first year at Harford Tech. Definitely deserves the honor.
That's awesome. So we'll chat with Coach Tim Palmer, the coach of the Cobras, a little bit later on as well. But let's start by getting into what did occur last week, and we'll start on the Eastern Shore because it was just such an overwhelmingly massive event.
Yes.
I'm asking you to sum this all up is almost impossible.
I will do the best I can.
But tell me what all happened that mattered at the Governor's Challenge.
Sure. So the Governor's Challenge, I think it's important to note for people who don't know about it. It's not one massive event. It's a lot of smaller brackets and tournaments going on underneath that banner. So a lot of different teams have the opportunity to win some hardware here. And then they also try to break up the teams based off of skill level. So there's one bracket that's called the Showcase Bracket that is considered sort of the upper echelon, if you will, the top teams, not just from the state. I mean, we were talking from all over. They had a team from Canada in there this year. So, I mean, really all over the Eastern Shore and, or excuse me, the Eastern East Coast and a lot of different Maryland teams took part in it. There were three in the Showcase Bracket: Stephen, Decatur, Wicomico, and Poly. And out of the three of them, Wicomico definitely had the best showing. They went 2-0, beating West Mecklenburg from North Carolina, and then Gilman, who we all know, a very talented team from here in Baltimore. So that was the best performance from a public school perspective in the Showcase Bracket. But Poly from Baltimore City also had a good showing. They beat.
Oh, they're really good.
They are exceptionally good. They were able to beat Riverdale Baptist. Pretty lopsided win there that they were able to pull away with. And I think a lot of people didn't expect that. It was sort of surprised. But then sort of had a letdown game, if you will, against a very good team, Olympic from North Carolina. You know that Poly and head coach Sam Brand was hoping to make a statement there. They weren't able to quite do it. But and then Stephen Decatur, who's having a great season, went 0-2, facing some really talented teams. St. George's from Delaware, and then Lake Taylor from Virginia. Really good opportunity for them to, for Stephen Decatur to learn and to grow as a team. And that's a group that I think will make some noise come the playoffs here in a couple months. But yeah, so that was sort of the Showcase Bracket from a Maryland public school perspective. But then you work into the smaller brackets, and there were some Maryland teams that were able to find some success, particularly Frederick County. Frederick County had a really good showing. Three different teams were able to win their individual brackets from there. Oakdale was able to get through by beating Randallstown and then Charles Herbert Flowers out of Prince George's County. So that's obviously a good result there for the Bears. Linganore, who we just can't seem to stop talking
crazy
about, they're having an amazing year, but they were able to get past Whitman and North Carolina, excuse me, to be able to win the their bracket. And then the Urbana girls team, the girls were able to get in there and bring one home for Frederick County. They topped Pocomoke and then won a very close one with Wooten from Montgomery County. And then finally, the last Maryland team to win their bracket, last Maryland public school team, was Gaithersburg, who we're going to talk to, like we said, a little bit later. Yep. With Adrian McDaniel. They were able to beat Snow Hill and Worcester Prep. Now, that wasn't just the only teams to be able to make the finals of their brackets. Hartford Tech, who's having a sensational year, they made the finals of their bracket. Laurel from Prince George's County. Carver Votech here from Baltimore City. Kent County was able to win their opening game, but then lost in their final. And then Damascus, the girls' team, was able to make the finals. And then Walkersville as well. So another Frederick County team that was able at least make their championship. But, just a great event, the Governor's Challenge, and definitely one that, you know, we're going to see. I think it might even somehow keep growing.
That's
incredible. That's something that it really could turn into one of the – I mean, we're already talking about it as one of the premier events in Maryland sporting-wise. I mean, it could even grow and get bigger than that, honestly.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome. All right, that wasn't the only thing that's going on in High School Sports Week.
No.
As we always like to talk about what's happening on the wrestling mat.
Yes.
And there was also a pretty big event in Westminster.
Yeah, Westminster always hosts a really good dual tournament over the holiday period. And this year, the story of it was Hammond High School from Howard County. They went 10-0 at this thing, and it's really a mark of a team that's improving. They went 5-5 last year there, so definitely a team on the rise that is looking to maybe break through against Oakland Mills and Glen Oak, who've really been the dominant forces in Howard County on the wrestling mat for the last few years, trying to work their way into that group. And they were able to top some pretty highly regarded programs: Dunbar, Manchester Valley, Northwest from Montgomery County, and then Westminster, the host team as well. And then they were able to beat Owings Mills 43-33 in the championship bout. Now, that's going into this tournament, I think a lot of people would have been saying, hey, you know, Owings Mills and Dunbar are probably your two teams that are most likely going to be able to pull away and win this thing. So it's definitely a little bit of a surprise that Hammond was able to break through. They're now 19-2 on the year, and it was just a great team effort all around for the Bears. None of their wrestlers went undefeated at the tournament, but Tyler Walters, Shazan Daya, and Loic Tuaguo. Butchered that. Went 8-1 at their tournament, and then Justin Andrews, a little bit easier to pronounce, went 7-2. So there were a lot of guys there that just kept picking up wins, but it was one of those ones where they didn't really have one or two guys that they looked at and said, that's definitely going to be an undefeated mark right there. It's really cool. I like it when in dual meet wrestling, when you have different guys picking up wins without throughout the group, if you will. And so that was where the team-wise, that's where everything fell. But then individually as well, there were a couple honors that went out. Jordan Pryor, a really talented young man from Dunbar, was able to win the heavyweight outstanding wrestler, while Earl Blake from Linganore, yet another thing that Linganore is going to win this year, won the lightweight award. So once again, just a really good event, a really good tournament that I really thought showed that Hammond is a group that's going to be able to push forward and possibly challenge in Howard County. But I still would not sleep on Owings Mills and Dunbar. Those are two really good programs that I think are going to have something to say about where the dual meet championships go when we get to that tournament in a couple weeks.
Awesome. All right, when we come back in, let's talk to Tim Palmer from Hartford Tech, Ravens High School Football Coach of the Year, and what an amazing season it was for the Cobras. Truly a storybook season. We'll chat with him next. I'm Glennie, he's Wick. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, on the Maryland News Network.
Well, Wick, you know, we said a couple weeks ago we're going to move on from football season.
Can't
quit it. It always keeps coming back to us, and particularly this week, something really cool that happened for a local coach who had a Cinderella season, just an amazing storybook season in Hartford County, and a lot of people caught note of what was happening at Hartford Tech. Well, among those who caught note of what was happening at Hartford Tech were the Baltimore Ravens. And the Baltimore Ravens honored this man as their high school coach of the year, which is a really cool honor that they've been doing for the last few years. He is the head coach at Hartford Tech, and what an amazing season for Coach Tim Palmer, who joins us now here on High School Sports Line. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Congratulations on the recognition. Congratulations on amazing season, and thank you for taking the time for us.
Hey guys, thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys reaching out. And like you said, the recognition has been amazing. And like you said, it's been a magical season. And we really appreciate all the recognition that we've received this year. And hopefully it'll help put Hartford Tech on the map and moving forward, help build our program even more.
Hey, Coach, it is Wick here. You came in this year, new varsity head coach. I know you'd been with the JV a couple years before, but Hartford Tech had never won, I believe, more than six games in a season. You go in there, I guess, how did you try to change the culture, or how were you able to change the culture in such a short amount of time? What were some keys to getting that done?
Well, for me, like I've said before, winning really isn't my motivation. My motivation is to build character and build quality young men who want to play this game properly. And I've always felt that if you do that, you take that approach and you put the care and the time into building the individual players, the wins will come. And I've always had that philosophy ever since I coached 5 and 6 year olds in youth football. I've always had the same philosophy that the fundamentals of football, if you teach them properly and you get good quality young men to execute them, the wins are going to fall or come. And lo and behold, I stuck with that philosophy, and it's worked for me all over my years. And, I think when I came in, a lot of the players knew me from the area and coaching youth football and coaching JV football. And so I kind of had an identity, and they already knew my coaching style. And they just bought into it. I'm telling you, I surrounded myself with a great staff of assistant coaches, and they were able to teach the theory or the philosophy, and they bought into it. And then once we had the collection of the coaching staff and the players and support system with the athletic director and the entire school, once they all bought into that philosophy of building good football players through character and fundamentals, it was a whirlwind season. It was a Cinderella season, as you said, and something I'm very proud of.
Coach, was there a moment for you when you knew this is working, this is going to happen for us? Is there a game that you look back on or a play or something like that where you say, you know what, I knew right then we had something special?
I tell you, it was a scrimmage game before the season. Everybody's familiar with Havre Grace football, and they've been a powerhouse over the years. Even being a smaller school, they were able to dominate the upback league, even the upper division teams. And we scrimmaged them in the beginning of the season. And we really didn't even open our playbook. We really ran our generic base plays that we wanted to install this year. And for the better part of the first half, it was a really, really good battle. And I knew they were returning a championship team. So the focus wasn't to win the scrimmage. It was just to perform well. And we really performed well. And right then I knew there's something special with this group of kids, and these kids are here to play football and they want to win. Now, ultimately, toward the second half, Harry DeGrace and their, you know, what they do, they opened up and they were able to open up the game. And but when we were really in and we had our starters in and we battled, it was a really good battle. And I knew right then, battling that championship caliber team, that we had something special. And then once the season started, that rolled over to the season and the blowouts and the large wins, I kind of realized that this may go way deep into the playoffs.
We're talking to Hartford Tech football head coach Tim Palmer on High School Sportsline. Now, Coach, I want to take you to one of these games, and it was in the playoffs against Kent Island. I know it's a pretty memorable game, I'm sure, for everyone with Hartford Tech. You guys had 5 turnovers in the first half, trail 21-9, and then you came back to win 22-21. What did you say to the team? What was the mood at halftime? How did you get that result to turn around and get the result that you did?
Well, this is how I approached halftime, because this is actually what happened. Kent Island did us a favor. Kent Island came to our field, and they taught us how to play football in playoffs. They had experience playing football in the playoffs. They knew the urgency that you had to play with, and no player at Hartford Tech had ever experienced that at this level. And so at halftime, as you said, we were minus 5 at halftime in turnovers, and we were down. And but the amazing part is the kids that I have, and it goes back to the building the character. Even at halftime, we were down with 5 plus minus 5 turnovers. Nobody hung their head, no finger pointing. There was none of that. when I went to halftime, I simply told them, you guys have been taught a lesson in this first half. You've been taught how to play football at this level in the playoffs. We're going to thank Ken Island. We're going to receive their lesson, and we're going to go out and we're going to apply what we learned in the second half. And that's exactly what my guys came out and did. Ken Island came out. They were faster with the ball. They played with more urgency. They understood the situation, and they taught us how to play at this level. In the second half, we came out, and of course, it's football, so you catch a few breaks here and there. My sophomore quarterback, Ryan Hunt, grew up that game. He played like a senior quarterback toward the second half, and he helped turn this around in the second half. Two major touchdowns to get us back in the game, and it's a great battle, and we were able to pull it out. It was a great victory. It's a great game. It's a great game.
And, Coach, I mean, you just mentioned Ryan Hunt. I know he's returning next year for you. You have Jalen Dangerfield coming back. I know you have a couple guys along your line coming back. You did this year with a pretty young group, considering, you know, how well you did. You've got to be excited about next year. How are you looking to build on what you guys did this year going into next year?
Man, I am really, really excited about our team next year. Like you said, Ryan Hunt's a sophomore. I featured back. A lot of our featured defensive backs were juniors last year. My starting bookend is right tackle, left tackle, with sophomores. My starting center was a junior. Granted, a lot of seniors that were of the core, we're going to lose a lot. We're going to lose a lot with kids like Kyle Ciccone and Jordan Bright, Miles Walton, Jasper Halsey, Josh Duvall. These are my seniors that were the core of what we did, and the team kind of fell behind, and they led by their examples. And we're going to lose a lot. We're going to lose a lot. But we have so much left that makes me really excited about what we have coming back next year. We were really young. We were extremely young. And to reach the point that we reached in the season, it makes us very excited about next year.
Well, Coach, the victors go the spoils. Not only by being named Ravens Coach of the Year, do you get the $2,000 donation to the athletic department, which I know is huge, but I happen to notice that you get a nice little trip out of the deal as well. And considering we're dealing with like this polar vortex right now here in Maryland, I'm sure you will not be sad to be spending a weekend in Orlando a little bit later on this month.
I sent my flight request in the other day, so I'm very excited about that trip.
That's
God
awesome.
God bless the NFL. They were very expedient in reaching out to me and make sure all that gets taken care of, and I'm very excited about that.
I don't blame you.
Thank the Baltimore Ravens for the recognition. It's amazing honor. They allowed me and my family and my coaches and one of my players to go down there and made us feel like kings, and it was very, very, very special, and it's something I'll never forget.
That's so cool. Well, Coach, this whole season will be something that nobody connected to Hartford Tech will ever forget, as it was truly, truly remarkable what you all were able to accomplish. Congratulations on a storybook season, and look forward to catching up with you as we get closer to the start of next football season. Thank you for taking the time for us this week.
Guys, again, I really appreciate the recognition, and I thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Tim Palmer from Hartford Tech. When we come back in, we'll switch gears and talk a little basketball. That's next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Center. It continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
New year, new goals, new start. You've got a resolution, and GNC's got what you need. Right now, top quality vitamins and supplements are buy one, get one 50% off. Start something backed by science to help manage your weight. Start something fierce that cranks up your training. Start something real that really works. Visit GNC or GNC.com to start something healthy today. And save even more with MyGNC Rewards, a fast, free way to earn cash back rewards. GNC. Change starts here.
At your local CVS pharmacy, we want to make your life easier so you can focus on feeling good and saving time and money. This week only, save big on all the essentials. All vitamins are buy one, get one free. And earn $6 in extra bucks for every $15 spent on any cosmetics. Restrictions apply. See circular or CVS.com/weekly ad for details. Feel good? Save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. The kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten furry... what is that? In the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
The 4 for 4 from Wendy's has a lot of fans because it's a deal that gives you a sandwich plus 4 nuggets, a small fry, and drink all for just $4. But now the 4 for 4 has more variety than ever with 8 sandwich choices.
I'm loyal to the double stack.
I'm Junior Bacon Cheeseburger through and through.
I pledge myself to the crispy chicken sandwich.
I'm loyal to my hunger.
Whether you're loyal to one sandwich or all 8, the Wendy's 4 for 4 has a sandwich for you. So try them all and pick your favorite. Now that's deliciously different.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here for segment number 3 of High School Sports Line, Glenn Clark alongside Wick Eisenberg. And Wick, yes, a huge week in hoops last week on the Eastern Shore. The annual Governor's Challenge, an incredible event that has just grown and grown and grown and grown. It's such a massive, massive thing. And not only was our next guest part of the Governor's Challenge, but he's really kind of the reason why there is a Governor's Challenge, which is incredible. He is the head coach of the boys basketball team at Wicomico. He's Coach Butch Waller, and he joins us now here on High School Sports Line. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you for taking a couple of minutes for us today.
Hey, glad to help out, guys. Glad you invited me.
Well, we're happy to have you, and I know it was a great week for you guys. But before we get into your team, can we just talk about this event? And I don't know that people elsewhere in the state truly understand how incredible this event really is. Can you take us back to your vision for this event and what the Governor's Challenge has now become?
Well, I guess the best way to handle this would be to go back to where it started. Back in the 60s, the late 60s, when I started coaching, there wasn't much going on at Christmas time. You know, most of the schools got 12 to 14 days off. And then our county, Wicomico County, started a little Christmas tournament where we played our 4 county schools. Well, that got old real quick because we already played each other 2 times, and on occasion we'd end up playing, you know, one school 4 times. And that just, to me, it was boring. And Cambridge actually had the first invitational tournament called the Cambridge Invitational Tournament, the CIT. And we played in that one year, and then all of a sudden it dissolved. So about that time of the year, right around 1980-81, I had become real good friends with Morgan Wooten, the renowned basketball coach at DeMatha Catholic. I had spoken at his clinics, and we just became friends. And I said, let's put a game together down at the Civic Center in Salisbury. And we did. 1981-82, Y-High played DeMatha, and Crisfield High School played St. John's, who had Joe Gallagher, another famous coach out of the D.C. Catholic League. And we came down here, and with great attendance, atmosphere was super. And I thought, geez, you know, if we can do it with 4 teams, let's see if we can go to 6. And the following year, we added West Nottingham Academy, Ballou High School out of D.C., and Gaithersburg. And we added Cambridge High School and James M. Bennett, which is another Wicomico mm-hmm. County school, to 6 teams. And that was even more successful. And then it dawned on me, like, hey, I can't, you know, be teacher, AD, coach, and run this tournament. So I got a couple friends of mine that were in the Rotary Club and told them about it. And they said, well, how about if we take it over and we use it as a fundraiser for our activities, you know, throughout the Eastern Shore. And that's when it really got rolling. And originally it was just local teams from the shore, Maryland against Delaware, and that went well. And then it grew and grew. Then the Lions Club Rotary sort of dissolved their interest, and then the Lions Club stepped in, and then the tourism board at the Civic Center said, you know what, how about if we take it over? And that's when it really grew. And last year it was the second biggest holiday tournament in the United States. This year it's the biggest. 120 teams, girls division, boys JV division. We use 5 different sites, and it's turned into quite an impressive event. And obviously the community is doing well financially with restaurants and hotels, et cetera, et cetera. And we got teams from 14 different states. So I don't know how much bigger we can get in terms of numbers. Salisbury University wants to become involved. We've got University of Maryland Eastern Shore University involved, and the Civic Center. We have two courts there. Some people that came this year that I talked to said that they had no idea what a great event this was. So we got it rolling. I think ESPN wants to get aboard. I understand Under Armour wants a piece of the action. So we'll just see where that goes. But we want to make sure we keep local control. I just don't want it to get so big that the local teams get shut out, because originally that's what it was. That was what it was for.
Well, Coach, you undersold it a little bit, because it's actually gone international this year. I know I saw you had a team from Canada there, but it's a great event. Obviously, it's so cool to have all these teams there. But it's got to be more fun for you when you have a really good team, and it looks like you have that this year with your group of guys at Wicomico. I know you guys were in the elite bracket this year. You were able to beat West Mecklenburg and Gilman. Starting with West Mecklenburg, I mean, how did you guys pull out that game? A talented team from North Carolina. I know Laquan Petit had a big game for you with 20 points. Just what was key to that game going your way?
Well, let me go back a little bit, because my philosophy has always been, you know, we get two games in this tournament, and they do not count in our conference. They do not count in state standing. So from my point of view is, let's play as good as we can possibly play. I'm not sure the kids always agree with that, because they're a little fear of, you know, being outclassed and getting beat. But I've told them ever since we've been in this tournament that, you know what, the greater the challenge, the greater the reward. And I've seen kids actually step up, and in those two games, it really improved, which carries us through the rest of the season. As this particular team, this is the first team I've had that didn't say, hey, you got us playing over our head. You know, this team from West Mecklenburg, from North Carolina, and of course, nowadays with all the technology, they get right on the computer or the cell phone, and they check them all out. They know more about the team than I do. And then Gilman, of course, which is an old exclusive private school out of Baltimore. And they, you know, they sort of cherished it. Let's go out there and see what we can do. And we've really played well. We've got good guards. And down in our league, down here in the Bayside Conference, it's a guard league. And we play defense pretty good. We're getting better. The old saying, people pay to see offense, but you win with defense. And I think we sort of shocked West Mecklenburg a little bit. I knew their coach pretty well, because he used to coach in this area. And we were able to beat them with a combination of good defense and good perimeter scoring. And then Gilman was a little bit of a different story, because they had two outstanding players. Mm-hmm. And I really think we threw them a little bit of curve, and we started right out and we pressed them. It's like sending a message that, hey, you know what, we're not going to back off. And it was a good game until late in the third quarter. We were able to get a double-digit lead, and we just built on it. And it was a great win for us. So I'm not sure if we played Gilman 10 times that we could win five, but we won that one. And it's a boost. You know, we can build off those two games the rest of the season.
We're talking to Wicomico boys basketball head coach Butch Waller here. Now, Coach, I know, I believe I have you guys at 10-0 right now. It's a fantastic start for you guys. You last won a regional title in 2015. Do you think this group has what it takes to possibly end that streak and get over that hump in the region?
You know, the 2A in the state of Maryland, there's four classifications, as you guys know, in the state of Maryland. Of course, we don't have any 4As down here. We got a couple 3As and a whole bunch of 1As. The 2A region, at least our region, is tough. If you can win the region, you got a shot at winning the state championship. Now, in 2002, 2003, we rolled through the region, and we ended up going 28-0 and obviously won the state championship. We have a sign out in front of our school, a real nice sign pertaining to that particular year, state champions, et cetera, et cetera. So just as a hunch, I got a real good friend of mine that's a photographer, a professional photographer, and we had these kids take their picture around that sign about a month or so ago. Of course, they didn't know what it was all about. I didn't say anything. I said, let's just take this picture. And, of course, we got it framed and put in our team room. It's a subtle message that I don't think you guys are as strong as that team, but that team went all the way. Let's see what we can do. And I think they eventually got the message. So I don't know. We're a different team. We're faster. We're not as strong physically. But this team is deep. I mean, I can go 11 deep. Most teams, when you know you start your five, that's 100% efficiency. And when you go to your bench, it drops down. We don't drop down. We don't drop down. We might actually get a little bit better. But this is a fun group to work with. We're off to a great start. The tough part of our schedule is in front of us. So we'll see what we can do. But I did tell them, you know, if you lose, it's one of two things. Either that team just played out of their mind against you, or you played below your ability, which, you know, with high school kids, public school kids, that's a possibility. So we're getting ready to go on the floor here in the next 5 or 10 minutes, and they came off a big win last night, and they think, well, this is going to be a piece of cake practice, and I'm going to bust their you-know-what just to get their attention. You know, it's just part of my coaching philosophy.
I hear
you. Keep everybody motivated, keep them hungry.
That is cool. He is Coach Butch Waller from Wicomico. Coach, we're going to let you go get the practice and go whip those boys up, and we will look forward to seeing what it is that that your team has. Is obviously it's off to a very exciting start, and congratulations again on a remarkable governor's challenge.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me. You guys do a great job.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Coach Butch Waller from Wicomico. We'll come back in. We'll talk some girls basketball as Adrian McDaniel, the head coach at Gaithersburg, joins us next. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. And right now, when you buy one Gabriel Ultra Strut, you get the second for half price. So visit your local AutoZone. With 76 greater DC metro area locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Discounted product must be of equal or lesser value. Sales tax not included.
Get in the zone.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone on the Maryland News Network.
Back in here on High School Sports Line, Glenn and Wick with you. And Wick, let's go to, we haven't talked girls basketball yet. Some girls basketball right now is, you know, we kept talking about the Governor's Challenge and teams that have performed well and what an event it was down on the Eastern Shore last week. And our next guest is the coach of the Gaithersburg Trojans, who won the John Coleman bracket down at the Governor's Challenge. Coach Adrian McDaniel now joins us here on High School Sports Line, the coach of the Trojans. Coach, it's Glenn and Wick. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time for us. Happy New Year and congratulations on a great stop at the Governor's Challenge.
Thank you for having me. Happy New Year to you fellas also.
Hey, Coach, it is Wick here now. Now, tell me a little bit about the Governor's Challenge from your perspective, a little bit, you know, from an event perspective. It's got to be just a blast to have the girls out there playing on a college court, everything. Is that what attracted you to playing in it?
Yes, it's an excellent event. It's been going around for a while. I heard about it, finally got to play in it. The girls had a great time going up there. The facilities was excellent. The hospitality was excellent. They got to see boys play. They got to see a dunk contest. A couple of my girls in the skill challenge, a three-point contest. I mean, the overall event was just excellent. A1, 100%.
That's awesome. Outstanding.
And it's also got to be great when you go there, you take the effort to go all the way over to the shore, and then you end up playing so well. I know you beat Snow Hill and Worcester Prep. How exciting is it? I know it's still early, but for your kids to sort of get this idea of already winning some hardware, how big is that for them early in the year to get that confidence going?
It's very important to get that confidence going because, you know, we played a couple of teams early. We won, and we had a slack off against BCC, didn't play well. And we came back, beat a couple of good teams, but the confidence is building each and every game. But the main thing, the chemistry, they're starting to get the chemistry to keep things rolling on offense and defense, starting to execute and communicate. The biggest thing in girls basketball, just communicate. Even boys, communicating on defense, how to rotate. So, you know, and that's the biggest thing. And they're starting to get the confidence and ability to go out there and know they can really do it.
And I know you guys had a great year last year, made the regional championship, but one player who's been big for you this year has been Jordan Odom, and I know she absolutely had a monster game against Snow Hill, 22 points. The team scored 60 points. She got 22 of them, so you know she's having a good start to the year there. What's her role on this team, and what makes her so special?
I mean, she showed leadership even preseason workouts. I mean, she told the girls, she pushed the girls 100%. She was the first one in sprints in the weight room. She got everybody going. I mean, she's just been showing great, tremendous leadership, you know, and also besides scoring points, she's averaging 10 assists a game, getting everybody involved, getting everybody in places where she needs to be.
This is High School Sportsline on the Maryland News Network. We're chatting with Gaithersburg girls basketball coach Adrian McDaniel. Coach, I want to go back and touch on something that you were referencing when you were talking about the Governor's Challenge, and that's having the boys and the girls both playing in the same event, which is such a cool concept to me and a really rare thing. But you're talking about, you know, watching the guys, the dunk contest. How much, you know, you got these are players that are giving up what would be their break to be a part of this. How much more fun was it for them to be around, you know, guys and girls, to just have that sort of festive atmosphere there of everybody being in the same place at the same time?
It was awesome because the girls and the guys interact. And when they had free time, they weren't playing. They were interacting with different teams. I mean, just sharing stories, meeting them, just, you know, hey, where you from? I'm from such and such. Where you play at? What position? So they were interacting and just had a great time just while they were sitting watching other games. They were sitting with each other, just, you know, meeting new people from different places. And, I mean, it made it great and exciting for them, you know, to watch that and then see guys dunking and how they just being all about what the guys can do. And some of the guys was like, whoa, when one time when Jordan crossed the girl over, made a fall, one of the guys stood up and got real hyped. So it was, you know, it was exciting to watch that and to see, you know, the interaction between the guys and the girls.
And I want to go back to your team, though, here. Morgan Brogdon, I know, is a player who's been crucial for you so far. She's a freshman this year, freshman guard. It's so tough for freshmen in a lot of high school sports, I feel like, to be able to make an immediate impact. And basketball is definitely one of those sports where it's challenging. Why has she been able to do so well straight away? What's been key to her game so far?
You know what? Morgan has a great basketball IQ. Nowadays, you know, basketball, the IQ is very important. Her being a freshman and playing on the AU team at an upper level instead of playing on her level, she plays on the upper level. Just having the basketball IQ and awareness on the court makes her special, makes it very important.
And last year, I mean, I know, like I said, you guys lost in the regional final. It was to Whitman, who's been a very dominant force in the 4A West for the last few years. And I know you guys have been in and around that regional championship for a couple of years. Has that been sort of the rallying cry, I guess, this year for the Gaithersburg team, for the Trojans? You know, you're aiming for that regional championship to get over that hump?
Yeah, you know, before, because in 2011, 2012, we was back-to-back 4A state champs. And so when they come in the gym, they look at that banner, and that's their goal. Every year they look at the banner and say, that's what we want to be. So we got to the regional title last year. Hopefully we want to get over that hump again this year to get back down, you know, in the Final Four to win another state title, because that's their goal. When they come in, they all stand there. We look, get around the banners. We talk about them, and everybody tells their goal, the team goal, and the team expectation to make this be successful.
And, Coach, Coach, I mean, up next for you guys, you have a massive contest with Richard Montgomery coming up here at the end of the week. A team that's really reversed its fortunes in recent years. I know before, for the last few years, they were sort of more of one of the lower teams in the league. Now, last year, I know they had a breakthrough year, and they've kept it going this year. They're 8-0. What kind of game are you expecting on Friday when your girls take on Richard Montgomery?
I'm expecting a good defensive game. I wouldn't scout at them. They have a couple of bigs that's pretty good, and the guard is pretty good. They have good team chemistry. So I'm excited. You know, me and the girls, you know, we're ready because last year they beat us first game of the season. So we're looking to get back, you know, in that winning streak against them and get rolling because it's going to be a tough and exciting game. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Coach, before we let you go, I'm going to give you a really generic one. This is, of course, our first show of 2018. So give me a New Year's resolution for the Gaithersburg girls basketball team. What do you want from them this year?
I want to see them continue to bond and get better each and every practice, each and every game, and also at the end of the road to see us at Townsend State for another state title.
That sounds like a plan. That sounds exactly like what you should be looking for. Hey, Coach, congratulations on a great start to the season and a great week down at the Governor's Challenge. Thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes for us, and a very happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it, fellas.
Absolutely. Coach Adrian McDaniel from Gaithersburg joining us here on High School Sports Line. When we come back in, we'll take a look at what's coming up, what's on tap this week in high school sports. That's next. I'm Glenn Heeswick. This is High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, and it continues right here on the Maryland News Network.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Whoa, I'm having some serious hair envy.
Oh, thanks. I stocked up on my favorite jumbo size shampoos and conditioners at Ulta Beauty. Where are you going?
To make room for all the shampoo and conditioner I'm going to get. Start making room. Right now at Ulta Beauty, get up to 50% off the best jumbo-sized shampoos and conditioners from salon professional hair care brands like Redken, Matrix, and Pureology. You and your hair will have jumbo love. The lowest prices of the season end January 27th, so hurry in and stock up. Ulta Beauty. All things beauty, all in one place.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The sports talk continues with High School Sports Live on the Maryland News Network.
Glenn and Wick with you. All right, Wick Eisenberg, let's take a look ahead to what is to come this week in the world of Maryland State High School sports. I know there's a lot happening on wrestling mats throughout the state.
Yeah, it's a big weekend there. There are five different major tournaments going on across the state. Starting in the UCBAC, there's two different ones. C. Milton Wright is hosting the Iron Horse Duels, and then Battle at the Bridge is going on at Bohemia Manor. And then on the Eastern Shore, we have a couple tournaments as well. The Delmarva Duels Classic and then the New Year's Brawl.
That's the best name of them all.
I was going to say, it sounded a little bit like a WWE pay-per-view.
Right, right.
But the Delmarva Duels Classic is hosted by J.M. Bennett and Wicomico, and then Easton is hosting the New Year's Brawl. And then finally, the 25th Annual Northern Patriot Classic, Northern in Calvert County. So that's the Southern Maryland Northern, which is, I guess, a little confusing when you think about it.
Yes, you just blew my mind.
They are hosting They are hosting their tournament as well. And like I've said before on this show, I love these wrestling tournaments. I really feel like it's a good chance for wrestlers to really figure out where they're at. It's the closest that they're going to get to competing, like how they're going to be competing in the state tournament format, where you're going to be doing multiple matches a day. You're not going to have a whole lot of break in between your matches, and it's just loud, chaotic in there, and it's just tough for people to to be able to concentrate. So I really like these matches, these tournaments, if you will, and I think that there's going to be a couple kids there who you're going to be seeing standing at the top of the podium at the end of the state championship wrestling.
Very cool. All right, let's transition to basketball.
Sure.
And some of the big games that are coming up. Obviously, it's impossible with all of the many games
so
that are
many.
Being played, and of course, obviously, weather always a factor throughout the course of the winter. But we'll begin on the boys' side, and how about we start in Anne Arundel County?
Sure.
Glen Burnie and Meade.
Yeah, Glen Burnie and Meade, 7 p.m. this Friday. That's two of Anne Arundel County's top teams in recent years, and in this season, it's definitely trending that way as well. And what I love about this matchup is that these are two teams that are known for high energy play. They're going to try to get up and down the floor. They're going to play a lot of guards. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to try to create turnovers, and it always seems to be a thrilling contest that goes down to the wire when these two meet up. And also, two coaches that me personally, who I've dealt with, who I think are two of the best in the state, Pete Corriero at Meade, and then Mike Rudd, who has been at Glen Burnie for just years. Two fantastic coaches and teams that have gotten off to really sensational starts. And I'm looking for that one to be a really good test for both of these teams. So we'll see how who's able to come out on top there.
I'd say 7 o'clock game on Friday night. Now let's go to Silver Spring, where Springbrook is going to host Paint Branch.
Yeah, Montgomery County matchup. Two one-loss teams that are going to be pairing up here on Friday. And for me, I mean, it's two teams that you really could see making an impact at the state level. Both of them have done it before, and they could easily do it again. Paint Branch had sort of an uncharacteristic down night, I would say, losing to BCC on opening night. I think you would probably expect Paint Branch to be able to win that game, but they haven't lost since then, so you maybe might just chalk that up to opening night jitters, as well as BCC having a good year. And then Springbrook's lone defeat came against Clarksburg, who is also a one-loss team in Montgomery County, so there's really no shame in that loss either. Just two really good teams, you know, simply put it. Montgomery County boys basketball, I feel like, doesn't always get the love that it should, and these are two teams that I think are going to be at the very top of the standings here by the end of the season. So for me, should be a good matchup that could easily have some postseason implications going down the line. It might not seem like it because we're in early January, but
sure,
we're still having games like that right now. So for me, yeah, Springbrook, Paint Branch should be a really good one to keep an eye on.
This is High School Sports Line on the Maryland News Network. Glenn and Wick with you. What we're talking about right now is what's coming up this weekend in the world of high school athletics. Let's jump to the girls' side of things, Wick, and how about we go to Baltimore,
sure,
where I know there's a big one. By the way, that Paint Branch Springbrook game, I should have mentioned, 7:15 on Friday night.
Yes.
Now, Polly and Forest Park on the girls' side. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, I like this matchup because it's sort of an old traditional power taking on sort of a new up-and-comer here. Polly is the traditional power. Kendall Peace Abel has turned them just into a force. Year in, year out, they are competing for Baltimore City championships. They're competing at the state level. They've made multiple state finals, regional championships. This is a group that is used to playing, you know, high-powered games in big environments, so this won't be anything new to them. But Forest Park is a little bit newer within the last 3-4 years that have sort of come from out of nowhere and built up into something pretty special. Now, they put together some really, really good seasons, high 20-win seasons as a 1A team. So then what happened was everything going on with Northwestern and Forest Park combining and turning into one school. They now compete at a bigger classification. They're at the 2A level now. But this is a group that for me is just going to be really tough to handle. Jermaine Dunn is the coach who's really helped lead this resurgence, if you will. And he likes to play up-tempo basketball with a lot of different guards. And for me, this is just going to be a really good test, I think, for Polly. They're going to have to go on the road here and go to Forest Park. They always have a pretty good crowd there. It's going to be loud. It's not the biggest gym. They're going to be definitely a lot of people on them. It should be a really good test for Kendall Peace Abel's girls and see if they're going to be able to keep this strong start that they have and maintain it.
That one's at 5:15 on Friday at Forest Park. Mm-hmm. And then this was an interesting matchup, as it's a Baltimore City-Frederick County showdown.
Yeah.
As City College takes on Frederick.
Yeah, and you know who's going to be keeping an eye on that score will be Poly, because you know Poly City, that's outside of football, I think girls basketball is about as intense as where the rivalry is seriously for those two schools. But City is coming off a fantastic year when many thought they were sort of going to be having a rebuilding one. They are 4-2 right now this year, and Rolinda Conti, I did a story on them last year, and she has kept up her philosophy. I know I've already sort of mentioned run and guns, smaller lineups. She really goes for it. I mean, there's been times where she plays five guards on the floor just saying, you know, we're going to just outrun you. We're going to try to create the turnovers, because if there's a shot up and there's a rebound, we might not get it. But she doesn't mind giving that up in order to get her best five on the court. And a lot of times that means different people bringing the ball up, different people guarding the ball on the other side of the, you know, on defense. So for me, I think that's going to be a really interesting matchup there. And because they're going to be going up against Frederick, the defending 3A state champs. And they're 8-2 this year. They've been playing a lot of games already to get this going. They had an opening night loss to Middletown, who's undefeated right now. So that was obviously a tough loss. And then St. Francis, who for me could be the best girls basketball team in the state. They're coming off a year in which they were nationally ranked. They were undefeated. So there's no shame in that loss either. They have four straight wins since that St. Francis loss. And, you know, Ashley Bush has gotten this group going. I remember we had her on a couple weeks ago, and she was talking, you know, we might need to just get it going a little bit so that way we're going to be able to play our best ball come playoff time. It looks like that process is taking shape. And then you always have to keep an eye whenever you're playing Frederick. You got to keep an eye on Michaela Daniels, 47 points in the state final last year. She's really their go-to player. She's no longer, at this time last year, she was a little bit of a secret. You know, nobody had really heard of her as a sophomore coming up and just ended up lighting everybody up. And so now a lot of teams are preparing for her. You know that Rolinda Conti from City is going to be coming up with some sort of game plan, prepping her girls to try to make Michaela Daniels uncomfortable. So that's going to be, I think, a really, really good matchup. And like you said, it doesn't happen often where you see a City team, Baltimore City team, take on a team from Frederick. So it'll be a real interesting test. And they're both 3A schools. So these are teams that could easily meet later in the playoffs.
That one's at 7 o'clock on Friday night, City College at Frederick. By the way, you mentioned St. Francis, of course, the best girls player in the region, yes. Nia Clowden, mm-hmm. who's headed to Michigan State, part of the St. Francis squad.
Absolutely, and that's a team that's just ridiculous.
Real quick, one other thing I want to point out. Already this week we had the Under Armour High School All-American game, but coming up on Saturday afternoon, the U.S. Army All-American game on NBC, and Rasheed Walker, an offensive lineman from North Point, is part of that game well. So a cool thing for a local kid. Wick, always appreciate it. Great work again this week. Thanks, as always, to our producer, Steve Clendenin. I am Glenn Clark. You can listen to this show anytime by downloading our podcast. Go to MarylandNewsNetwork.net and click Audio on Demand. This has been High School Sports Line, powered by County Sports Zone, right here on the Maryland News Network.